We are the latest generation of hackers. We grew up playing video games. We were the ones who looked for all the hidden items and figured out cheat codes. We saw what computers could do and thought, I think we can do more. We heard of hackers from the mass media and thought, I want to know exactly how to do what they do. Even as these hackers were made out to be criminals, we still wanted to learn. We eventually found out that hacking is not evil, which settled better with our morals. We are here to share and educate. We are BaseNet Radio.
So that, like...
This is Slick Zero, your host. With me today for episode E, we're doing E this week.
Yeah.
Of BaseNet Radio, of course, is Echo, Morbid, DMAD, and Silent Slate.
What up, guys?
Yeah.
Oh, Echo, relax, man.
I love Jello.
Any reproduction or retransmission of this material is encouraged. That's why this MP3 is available for... What? I did it differently this time. I didn't have you guys say it. So what? Sue me. But we can't sue you for distributing this MP3.
That's good.
Wasn't that? Anyway, of course, the MP3 is available for download at our website, basenet.slickzero.net. And I would say it's about time for our first section. Yeah, it's time for email right now. And somebody just sent me a mail, but it's to my other one. Uh-oh. Somebody's using Will Hack for Food to email me from within the room, probably.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun,
read
dun,
it out, dun. Read it out.
It says, hey, I was wondering what kind of skills do you all possess?
Does he
like,
use
what
letter?
Are everyone's main interests? Unknown 666 is the handle that probably Echo, since he's cracking up the loudest, goes by.
Hey, I'm being really quiet about laughing.
Well, I guess it works. I mean, we'll hack for food. You got Jello out of it.
Fuck yeah, I got Jello. That shit was awesome.
Yeah, there was Jello in my basement, and everybody's stealing it.
Well, everyone stole it. It's all gone now.
Yeah. What do you
wow.
In any case,
should we get on to the...
Let's answer that email. Why
oh
not?
Shit, you're gonna answer it?
Yeah, fuck, why not?
I didn't prepare an answer for myself.
Well, neither did I.
I think it's easy for us to figure out what Slick's damn fucking skills are.
Sound Nazi.
I am a super uber
sound Nazi.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I got all those effects right on hold.
You got more wires here than I think should legally be allowed to be in one basement.
Dude, do the Satan voice.
The Satan voice? I don't think I have that ready. Hold on.
He's gonna try to do it randomly.
No, I'm gonna do it right now.
I am Satan.
See?
Hot. Yeah, and he does this without really seeing what he's doing either. He's just like reaching over there.
Like, for example,
Omniscan!
Like, I could pull off lots of harmony things. It's a $700 processor. It's gotta be able to do stuff like that, I'm saying.
Yeah, it might as well use it to its fullest potential, right?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, don't worry, I didn't buy it to do this show. I bought it for my recording studio, but whatever.
Okay, so
anyhow.
Next person, Morb. What's your skill?
My skills? I'm a whiny bitch who likes to state the obvious
and
be sarcastic.
Oh my god, you're just like Slate.
Fuck you.
The whole whiny bitch part.
I don't whine.
I don't whine.
Exactly.
And I like video games.
And DMAT,
that's true. Yeah.
I'll speak for DMAT. His skill is... Silence. Yeah. It's not even in his name, like Silent Slate.
Yeah, well,
like,
we're actually technically working out on. I'm gonna be like D Slate, and he's gonna be Silent Mad or something.
So you're
we're
like,
legally going through the paperwork.
They're kind of like Penn and Teller, as in the.
Yeah, exactly. Except we're not on TV, so no one sees his half.
And they're not that funny.
and you're not
as funny as them.
Hey.
Well, if they saw me juggling him, they would laugh. But in any case, yeah. What are your skills, D-Man? What's your main pimp shit? I think he's like the VoIP king.
I think that's it. Yes, I am the VoIP king.
For those of you who don't know what VoIP is, for some reason, it's voice over IP. The end.
All right.
20 words.
All right. So, what do we add online? Social engineering, research.
He's a dropping. Real hacksaw, ladies.
Doc dropping.
Doc dropper. Whoops. Did I accidentally leave that lying around? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oops.
And you, Echo?
Echo.
Oh, shit. I'd go with like a jack of all trades type of deal. I dabble in everything. I know nothing.
I know nothing. But yeah, Socrates,
you
said
have an echo, that's all.
You're a jerk.
Yeah, I'm an asshole, I know.
He's good at the on-the-fly distros of the week.
That's true.
Let's see if he's able to do one now. While it...
just do it.
Put me on the spot.
I'll get one before the hour's up.
Go to distrowatch.org and just randomly just pick one.
Yeah, man.
And read its own description or something.
Rock.
No, he has to come up with his own. Come on.
All right. I'll get it.
You got 20 minutes to install it. Go.
Yeah, we're kind of starting out really, really random at this point. Do we have any emails?
Yeah, we do have emails. We do really have emails besides that one that... Let's see, what was that handle? No. 666. Unknown 666.
That's so rad.
Anyway,
the first thing I could come up with.
Hack to plan it.
You could have come up with something better than Unknown 666.
Unknown at willhackforfood.biz was taken.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Come on, man, it's a hot handle, man.
Unknown.
Honestly, the 666 really finished it off. Come on, man, let's get to the emails. I'm anxious. I don't get the copies yet.
Damn, 50 words, folks. This is a new record.
Folks?
Folks.
51!
Folks. Oh, man, go ahead, come on.
Anyway, Slicko, hi. I just wanted to write in and let you know, I think the fellow who wrote in, Mr. Old Guy, I think that was his handle, and yeah, that was Mr. Old. Mentioned that you sounded like Ira Glass. I think he was talking about Slade because it's really uncanny how closely they sound like each other. You know, now I really need to listen to this guy.
You really gotta figure that out.
They only have real audio, and I don't want to get real audio player on this box.
Well, you don't have to put it on that box. Put it on someone's cheap window box at work, and then do it there.
That's not a bad idea.
There you go.
Anyway, if I had to compare you, Slicko, to an NPR personality, it would have to be Carl Castle from Wait Wait or Garrison Keillor from Prairie Home Companion. Well, I don't know any of these people. I'm sorry.
We're going to have to research these
I don't listen to actual radio.
Mostly because the radio we have out here sucks.
Yeah.
Big time. All the good guys are moving to XM, unfortunately.
Yeah, which no one wants to pay for.
Nope.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't want to pay for it.
I wish it was cheaper. I would get it, like, if it was actually decently priced.
Absolutely.
Anyhow, that email was from End User, and he has a show.
Oh, yeah, End User. He's got that show on Sundays?
Sundays. Yeah,
hot.
Sunday nights.
Hot. Cool. Why do I sound weird?
Yeah, End User, I'll finally be getting a chance
to listen to you,
Matt. When my schedule changes, so look out.
Uh-oh.
I like music shows, so you're going to be pimped out much.
Uh-oh.
Anyway.
Hot.
What was it? What's the name of it? Something Babylon, I know.
Midnight Ride Through Babylon?
Something like that. Google it. Anyway.
I don't wanna. Anyway, go on.
See, he whines. I told you.
I don't wanna.
I actually think he is worse than me.
Anyway, it says, hey guys, just wanted to start off by... This is another email, of course. Hey guys, just wanted to start off by saying, I love your show, keep up the good work. Thank you.
Yes.
I was listening to your latest show the other day, and you guys recommended a pretty cool site called cigarettesandbeer.com. The guy who owns the site wrote in his letter to you and complained, it was more of a mention, about how he gets no visitors and asked if you guys can help him out by mentioning the link. He didn't even ask us to do that, actually. I did that on my own. He was just saying that being on his blog wasn't a big deal because he doesn't get many hits. And I think he was being funny by the cry himself to sleep part. But anyway, he says, well, I visited his site, thought it was cool, and wanted to leave him a comment to let him know he's got a pretty cool site and he doesn't feel so bad. Well, it turns out that when you leave a comment, it produces errors and nobody's been able to leave comments for him. Maybe that's why he thinks the site is so dead. Plus, there's no way of getting into contact with him. I checked everywhere on the site and there's no contact info. So I was wondering... If you guys can just let him know on your next show, because I know he listens to your show, or somehow get in contact with him and let him No, he needs to fix his comment section so he doesn't feel so crappy about people not caring. Because I care, damn it. I care. And that was signed by B. The letter
I
B.
I love That's... the pity.
Well, at least you know one out of 25 letters likes you. Oh, 26. Oh, sorry.
One out of 26 letters?
What the hell are you talking about?
I just missed
this
something
This is three
entirely.
Letters we got. So that's like one-third of our listeners probably checked his site. You never know.
That's true.
I know people that check the site that I referred to based on.
Did they try leaving
No,
comments?
I mean cigarettes and beer.
Yeah.
The check. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I didn't go.
I went.
Damn, Echo. You're supposed to make this guy not cry himself to sleep. Go there.
Morbid win.
Hey, I'm trying to download a distro of the week, all right?
Anyway.
Blazing fast internet. 56K speeds, baby. That's what I need right now.
On to the next mail. Hi, I have a suggestion for your show.
Oh.
Good. We love suggestions. I had what I think is a fairly good idea. I'm 24 and an 8-year-old Debian Linux user. Well, Linux user, Debian, and whatever those things are. Parentheses.
Particular?
Hey, is his birthday coming up? Because we need a driver. Just kidding.
My birthday's coming up. I want presents, fuckers.
Anyway, he goes on. One thing I like is the explosion of Linux Live CDs. However, with the popularity of Knoppix, a huge amount of other Knoppix knockoffs have sprung up. Ubuntu, BioKnoppix, GNOME Knoppix, and several others, more to name. Here's a link to a huge database on the Linux Live CD. And it's a link to somewhere on frozentech.com/content/livecd.php.
And it's what, a list of all Live CDs?
I haven't checked this out yet, actually.
Good but, job.
No, but I will. It goes on. What I think would be great is if you tried out a few of the more popular releases and gave us a decent rundown on the ups and downs of each live distro. I know that BioKnoppix is a bioengineering system for doctors and med students. And then there is PLAC for the Hacker Forensics distro.
That's FLAC.
FLAC?
Yeah, PH. F sound.
Oh, okay.
I've used it, it's pretty cool.
Oh, okay. Anyway, download, try them out, and review them. I thought
there you
I'm,
go.
I
there you got your distro now.
Oh, I'm downloading a live CD distro actually.
Because they're quick.
Which one?
Insert.
Oh, insert disk into CD-ROM drive.
Insert coin. Anyway. Okay. Anyway, download them, try them out, and review them. I've thought about doing this myself, but I don't run a radio show, so I'd waste CDs. I don't mind if you waste your CDs, but I don't want to waste mine.
Very nice.
So this is how it's going to work. You're going to send us the CDs, and we're going to burn the ISO.
Well, no, he doesn't have to send us the CDs. He gave us a link to it.
I'm just kidding.
Echo has VMware, so he's able to just boot into the ISO.
You just now realized this?
No. I need to reboot to use the kernel because it doesn't like 2.6.11. Thanks for my.
Oh, okay. Well, yes. He doesn't even need to waste a CD. He wastes his time downloading, but he doesn't have to waste a CD. But then again, he's at school, so he gets that nice network there.
Yeah. Thieving the high speed.
Thieving? No, it's given to me.
Ooh.
I pay $40,000 a year to go there.
Wow.
Shit better be free.
Jesus Christ.
Better
expensive.
Be. Damn, that is expensive.
No, is it 40?
That's
a little
too
high. It's like
32
with Dorian.
Who's that?
Sounds all right.
Who's that?
Oh, that's Dale. He's cool.
You're adding people to the list here randomly.
Oh, people are randomly entering the chat room.
Yeah, you guys know Dale, don't you?
Yes. No.
Probably.
Yeah. I don't know anyone.
Not by name.
No, that's his handle.
not by handle. I probably know him, but I don't know him.
It very unique handle.
Well, Doug's handle is like his first name.
That's not good.
I don't know who Doug is. I don't know any of the extra people.
Extra
well, you gotta
people.
Come next time, next month.
No, Doug doesn't go to the meetings. Doug's
ever.
Like in California with Lucky.
Oh, that's right. The whore.
He's the one who did the Doug took over Binred for a while.
I know.
For two episodes, yeah.
That didn't get aired, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did.
Both of them?
Yeah.
What were the episodes that were missing? 80, 81,
It's
80
something. It's 82, 83.
When they all back
one of them is
though.
Lost.
Didn't they air them
two
all though? They threw them back on their site.
Yeah, but one of them is a lost episode.
It doesn't matter. Let's keep going. All right, so that's cool. Thanks for like giving us the fly info. We'll be like wasting those cheap CDs that we stole out of the...
We didn't steal
shit.
Oh,
wait, I'm sorry. That we borrowed from the last computer show in my neighborhood. Go on.
Oh, you thief.
I didn't steal anything.
Yeah, you borrowed them. No, did you give them back or you gave them back burnt when they were obsoleted?
Gave back the case.
Come on. Jeez. Anyhow, I guess it's
news.
News. You want to get onto the news?
Is there any other email? I want to
learn something new today.
Spam?
Let's just go straight to the Destroyer of the Week. See if Echo has it yet.
What the fuck?
Okay. Looks like he's not on top of his game here.
I haven't even rebooted into the other kernel yet. Fuck off.
Yeah, anyhow.
Yeah, we're just busted.
Luckily for Echo, that is the news.
Yes!
Music.
I don't have any news either. I just rebooted, I got no news.
You know what, my favorite part about the whole thing is that you backed up your news by putting it into the
logs, motherfucker, logs.
Come back.
I know. I realized that after
or someone else can look at
read them. Yeah. I don't have logs for nothing.
I hope so. Does it back up chat room logs?
Okay. If you tell it to.
Wow, that's like GDOP right there. That's Omniscan, dude. Total super pen.
Let's all leave the chat room.
Yo, anybody want some more jello?
No, thank you.
Oh, there's some left? I thought you ate it all.
No, there's two more. I want to eat one right now.
Well, anyway, what are we doing now?
We are doing news. Shall I start or shall you start?
Yes, please.
Oh. Never prepared, that whiny bitch. Anyway.
Fuck you.
Hackers spoof Microsoft patch alert again.
Oh, fuck. I was going to use that one.
You were going to use that one?
Lovely.
Fuck.
The preparedness.
Anyway, it says, hackers again took advantage of upcoming Microsoft patches by circulating spoofed email that entices users to a site where a Trojan horse is installed on the victim's PC, several security firms said Friday. Okay,
can I have
one? I have to mention something about that, because any website you go to with a Microsoft product, namely IE, pretty much installs a Trojan horse on the victim's PC.
You don't even have to use IE anymore.
You don't even have to spoof anything to get a Trojan horse. You just have to hope the user uses IE. And if they're using IE, you know they're probably going to be using Windows.
Or you can depend on that whole Firefox 3 thing.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm mentioning.
Through Firefox now.
Yeah, but then if they don't use IE,
it's installed on their system regardless.
Which most likely it is, because 99.9% of people don't delete Internet Explorer.
I didn't delete it.
But you don't really run Windows.
Only for I2 Hub.
Okay,
In any case, April 12th, that's when this is going to be coming out, actually.
Yeah, exactly. That's going to be a nasty day.
That's the next scheduled round of Microsoft patches.
With Service Pack 2. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, yeah, we were bitching about that last week.
Yeah, I know.
The spoofed email, which claims to be from Microsoft's Update Center, plays off that and may fool otherwise cautious users. A link in the message takes readers to a bogus site that appears very similar to the real Windows update site, said San Diego-based WebSense in its posted alert. When users click the Express Install or Custom Install buttons on the fake site, a Trojan horse downloads and installs, providing a backdoor for hackers to later use to grab control of the PC. Fun.
The only hint which gave the way that wasn't the real site was a nice graphic in the middle which says you'd been effed in the A.
Okay.
Sorry.
When I went there, I didn't notice that.
They said it's common to Microsoft's website, so.
Yeah. That's true. That is
jokes aren't funny when you have to explain them. I'm sorry. I'm not funny.
Anyway, Slade, you could take the next thing.
The next thing? Okay, well, we were talking about VMware earlier, mentioning how Echo runs it to have, Windows? What else you got on there? Nice. Anyway, Eck, you run VMware, right?
Yeah, I'm running VMware.
What version?
Shit. 4.2.5.
Well, what is the one you had to get the crack for?
4.2.5 build 8088 or something like that.
Okay, well, VMware 5 was in beta a few days ago, and officially 5 has been released now. So you are able to get some more new cool options. Like, you know how when you switch between one operating system to another, it's kind of a little slow? Now it saves snapshots of where you last were.
So well, the other one can save snapshots, but you can't, switch back and forth. But does it say if it has support for the 2.6.11 kernel?
It doesn't mention that in the article. Uh-huh. I could check their website.
Check their website, yeah.
I can check their website
I'll
in a minute.
I'll find it next week when I get it.
Okay. It does have support for 64-bit OSs now. Which is nice.
That'd be kind of weird to run a 64-bit OS on a 32-bit system. I don't think that'd work.
I don't think it would work. But if you have a 64-bit System.
Yeah.
Processor. And you're running like 32-bit OSs. It has support for Windows XP 64, Red Hat, you know, 3, 4, whatever. I think SUS Linux Enterprise Edition Server 9 also.
Is it SUS or SUSE?
I'm going to call it SUS.
I like SUSE.
I pronounce it SUS. Yeah, people do pronounce it like that.
Well, I pronounce it SUSE.
Can I make a distro called Dr. SUS?
I'm Dr. sure you Susie? Can. As long as you spell it differently so you don't get sued.
Dr. Susie? Oh my. That's not cool. In any case, also here it has support for virtual infrastructures, so that should be kind of a lot of fun. Let's see what we can do with that. I want to get my hands on a copy. So Echo, if you run into it before I do, be sure to share it.
Now that we pirate
VMware or the Jell-O?
Software?
Both.
Okay.
Or Jell-O?
The Jell-O. That's the Jell-O.
Whoa. Okay, if you hear any slurping on the microphone, at this point it's probably Echo.
Wow,
it's nothing fun.
Jell-O.
It's nothing fun. It's just Jell-O.
Yeah.
And it's now all over his face. Now, anyway,
we're not talking about Mr. Biafra.
Biafra.
Wow. Wow. All
right.
Echo is licking Jell-O.
All right. Next
Jell-O, we love you, man.
Just fuck off.
All right, D-Man, I got one for you.
Uh-oh. I have to stop cursing.
You're the VoIP master.
No, you don't.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
We got some problems.
VoIP master!
Voice over IP and 911.
Uh-huh.
Major issues.
Go on.
I was running on TechWeb and ran into this article. And, you know, I kind of worked slightly hand-in-hand with some voice over IP stuff when I did my broadband work.
Okay.
And this issue is kind of true. When you're making a 911 call for certain VoIP services, you're not going to 911.
Right.
You're going to a call center.
That makes sense.
And that call center asks you for your info.
Where you are.
Where are you? And then they get to 911.
That's nice of them.
It is, isn't it?
Actually, it is. Because if they didn't have that service, you wouldn't be getting to 911 anyway.
Well, right.
You'd probably be getting to 911 in the area that your phone number is located in.
Right, which is like, could be in Washington, like a...
Right.
Yeah.
If I wanted to, I could get a VoIP number in California, which is like across the entire nation at this point from where we are now.
Just slightly,
yeah.
A little bit.
New York.
Yeah, we're in New York, by the way.
The problem exists with this is, though...
No, we're not.
If that call center is... That call center is stressed out, if there are too many people taking calls, you could be waiting an hour, half an hour...
Yeah, that's true.
Or sent to voicemail for a 911 call.
This is a nice little...
That sucks. Yeah, there's someone downstairs. He's breaking into my house. Please send someone. Beep. What the fuck?
It's either that or you get a hold of 911 in Hollywood. They'll do a lot for you.
They'll do a lot for you?
Yeah, you know. I'd rather wait and hold for 5 minutes than talk to someone who halfway across the country. Do they have nice hold music at least?
I would hope so.
Oh, well,
welcome to 911 emergency call system. Please leave a message at the beep.
Please leave your name, number, address, and emergency. And we will get back to you as soon as we prioritize all the messages.
Oh, what's even worse was this is actually a real story and it kind of sucks. A friend of mine, he was hanging out with me and Epiphany, and we got pretty drunk.
Uh-oh.
We were all sleep deprived. And we woke up to the guy, my friend from Boston, having like seizures or something.
Oh,
we called 911, and I was on Epiphany's cell phone, and I don't know what the hell his cell phone number is. So the lady's like, "What's the cell phone number you're calling from?" And like he was telling me I wasn't repeating it right, and the lady was like, that's not the right cell phone number. I can't help you right now.
Oh my god.
I'm completely serious with you. She was like, that's not the right cell phone number. Please verify it again. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
It's an emergency.
My friend is on the floor having a seizure.
I don't know
help
his fucking
him.
Number.
Dude,
he's dying.
Seriously, if there's a real case of like an emergency, somebody's killing you, and they're asking you for your cell phone number, are you going to be in the state of mind to be, my number is 555.
Ow! 366, ow! Nine!
They just stabbed me again. There's the foot.
Oh.
There goes the big toe.
Then they fall to the floor.
Boom.
Well, you know, we were also worrying about my friend having the seizure, but we were also worrying about hiding the liquor when all
the cops
come in. The dorm, like, RAs come in, like, oh shit, why is there so much liquor here? We're kicking you out right now.
Wow.
Very stressful morning.
Well, no, you have one person call and do the emergency while you have the other person work on the current emergency at hand, which is hiding all the alcohol.
Right.
Correct. Exactly. There are only two of us.
One person on the phone.
One person drinks while the other person.
The mattress. It's that
no, yeah, one, that's what we were doing.
One person drinks while the other person's on the phone.
Wow.
He needs to go to the bathroom for that so he can keep, you know, remove the evidence through the toilet. But make sure none of it goes to waste.
Yeah, I wonder if I have an IP address.
I forgot to connect to the network.
I don't know yet.
Just no, he's trying to connect his boot disk to the network.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it happened to be a 50 megabyte boot CD. It's great.
Uh-oh. Does it even have internet access on 50 meg?
Oh, we'll see.
I don't know.
That actually looks pretty cool. It automatically loaded those, those?
Yeah.
WM? Yeah, cool.
Oh, anyway, we'll continue with that later.
Dude, those are the ones I used to have, too, except for the mount one.
Relax.
I love these. I don't have them.
You don't have them?
I don't even have them.
Guys, we're recording.
Guys, yeah, we're live on the air. You guys are talking about stuff people can't see.
What are you talking about? We're live on the air. No, we're talking about the distro. We'll get to that later, though.
Okay.
So people, this is to get people interested, so they listen to the rest of the episode, so they listen to the distro. How radio works.
Sneaky sound Nazi bastard.
They're currently skipping through the show.
They're currently skipping through the show? That's right, they have that option. Not if they're listening to it on DDP Hack Radio, however.
Wait,
but
are
most
they?
People podcast
That's
it.
A good question.
Right. People are click-wheeling right now as we speak.
Now, you should put a secret message here.
Good. Okay.
The secret message is, we have a giveaway.
Whoa.
What? Shoot a clown, get a free iPod?
Echo, hand over your phone real quick.
Exactly.
Are you serious?
Echo, hand over your phone.
No, we don't have a giveaway.
Fuck. Alright, here.
We do have an iPod.
Okay.
Don't tell me that, because I want it.
Give me the phone.
I'll steal it from my
That's fucking
an
gay.
iPod?
Oh, Echo is handing me his phone. Now, the free giveaway is...
Fuck!
No, I actually have an idea for a contest, which me and Slick were talking about earlier in the day. The details will be coming out in a couple of weeks. When we figure out the specifics of it. Me and Slick are working on this, so this is going to be a surprise. This will be a surprise to everyone else here also.
You sneaky bastard. You haven't told us shit.
Nope.
You suck.
I remember now. We planned on giving away DMAT.
What?
You have to pay for the shipping, though.
Jesus, okay, I don't weigh that much.
Yeah, he doesn't need anything but Jell-O, so...
I drink water.
We can give away W.
Never give away W.
Of course.
Dude, he's like the mascot.
No, don't worry, me and Slick will figure it out.
We have to get a picture of W for our site.
Don't worry, I'm getting a crappy digital camera because I signed up for broadband. So
that's right. They give away shit like that now.
You were talking to me about that?
No, not the crappy digital camera. Yeah, but yeah, well, me and Slick will work it out. We'll let you know in a couple weeks.
All right. So, anyway, that's it for the 911. Let me get that off my screen. You got something else? Can I grab something else here? I have some really fucked up stories here. All right. Does anyone have a wallet with ones on them?
Yes.
Okay.
A wallet with ones on them?
With ones in it, you know.
Yes.
All right.
What's in your wallet?
Is a new story that Taz emailed over to me. It's off of CNN.com. Oddly enough, in their education section. It's called Sixth Grader Accused of Counterfeiting.
Sixth Grader? That's hardcore.
Sixth grader. He's like 10.
Dude, if he's 10, he's...
Wait, for singles?
He's counterfeiting singles.
Wait.
And that's using them at school.
Wait, singles? Counterfeiting singles is completely...
Stupid.
Not cost effective.
No.
Dude, he's like 10. You know what candy you can get for a dollar?
This is kind of funny. He used like a photo editing program, regular paper, and his aunt's computer, his aunt's printer, and he printed out a sheet of ones, and he cut them up, both sides.
That's why he got caught.
Of course. Yeah, but see, the fact is, he was buying stuff for weeks with this, and no one noticed.
Yeah, but here's...
It's sad.
What?
He distributed them to his friends, and then, like, they bought stuff in the lunchroom. Eventually, someone noticed. This still feels kind of funny. And they had to go ask someone else.
Wait, they were just taping the money, like, pages back to...
No, you put it back in and put it the other side.
Now, how about, wait, were they using it on vending machines, though? That's how you wouldn't get caught.
If you use those on vending machines, it wouldn't.
It barely takes real money.
You know how many times it spit back out perfectly brand new bills?
But the thing is, the whole cost effective of this, because it's not even cost effective to counterfeit 20s.
Of course it is. He used his aunt's computer. He didn't pay shit.
Yo, that's
If you think about it,
that's an infinite percent increase of money.
I went to the liquor store and this woman checked a $10 bill. She's like, yeah, people have been counterfeiting $10 bills recently. Seriously, like, if you're in a legitimate counterfeit, if you're in a legitimate counterfeiting thing, it's not cost effective to do anything under 50s.
You know what? You go counterfeit 50s and tell us how that goes.
Oh, it won't go well, but cost effectively, you might as well not do anything under that.
So you gotta weigh out the cost effectiveness.
Yeah, but for a sixth grader, dude. He's a sixth grader. He's like 10. A dollar is like a whole shit ton of money to a sixth grader.
Well, at least it was like a couple years ago. Now the sixth graders are like, yo, where's my 20,
motherfucker? Schools where you can get a full lunch meal for a dollar, yeah.
Yeah, I used to get lunch for a quarter. Oh,
look at that.
$20 a week, and I got, what, like 3 meals a day? I mean, 3 meals within 15 minutes.
And you were broke?
No, for $20 a week. And then I would eat everyone else's food at the table that they wouldn't finish.
That's
oh, you were a scavenger?
Oh, hell yeah.
Are you going to eat that, huh? Wait, you want your Jell-O? Thanks.
Jell-O.
Okay.
Pass that E-tab. Thanks. Anyway. So, this guy, he eventually got busted. Don't think they did anything more than really suspend him, slap on the wrist kind of thing. Looks like he made 20 fake bills, and a bunch of the kids in school were using them.
20 bills.
That's awesome. So he pretty much went up $20 right there. That's kind of cool, though. I mean, it's kind of funny seeing how that happened. And isn't that one of the reasons that I think Adobe put out a block on Photoshop that it couldn't scan real money in?
Wait, it actually knows if you're trying to scan
real money? Yeah. It has, like, a built-in...
What? Adobe?
Adobe Photoshop with CS and above. If they ever
I'm going to try that.
Yeah, get a scanner.
I
want
to see what it says to me.
Yeah, if you try that, it spits out an error.
Like, it just says stupid. Like you're not let. Like this is against the law. Go away, or I'll report like you.
No, it'll just probably say input output error or something like that. Yeah, I won't tell you why. It'll just say you can't.
I'm gonna try
it.
That.
Mm-hmm. I've never tried it. If you get Photoshop 7 or below, you can.
Well, remind me when I'm home at some point, because I'll forget about it within 5 minutes.
Yeah, or you'll go to sleep. One of those two.
No, I have an anime I'm watching at home.
Okay.
Bleach?
No,
Samurai Champloo?
Huh?
Samurai Champloo?
Sarah something the Destroyer.
Samurai 7.
No, Sarah. Yes, I actually have that on my hard drive. Okay. I haven't watched it yet.
I don't think we should get into this conversation
right now. No, not on the air, no.
Sorry.
We're like pimping a whole bunch of animes out, right?
Sorry.
It's great.
Once again, BaseNet's sponsored by Ritalin.
Ritalin?
It's not really sponsored.
Not sponsored. Influenced.
It's not really Ritalin.
And it's influenced by the lack of Ritalin.
Giddy up. This is what happens.
Eat the souls of the kittens.
Yeah. Huffing again?
Domicons?
You know, we got feedback from that. Everyone I talk to says... You people are sick.
wait, for what?
Like, you people have kittens. Oh, is that what's the one wrong with you?
Oh, that's an episode I wasn't here.
Yeah, I think that's
better off. You don't listen to the episodes when you're not here?
Sometimes. I don't listen to the episode that I'm on, because I hate hearing myself.
But you were there, so you don't care. That's fine.
All my news vanished.
Yeah, the log that disappeared, huh?
No, I'm just searching Google News again.
All right, so what else? IBM and Sanyo are teaming up to pretty much change the way batteries for laptops are going to work.
Like, really?
Yeah, like, you're on a... What is that thing over there?
Oh, were we talking about this with a different company, however?
With Sanyo.
No, not Sanyo. It was another one who was interested in this.
Yeah, but
the
now,
fuel cell batteries, right?
Yeah, the fuel cell batteries. But now it's with IBM and Sanyo going together. They're trying to do it for the next generation of ThinkPads. Although, isn't IBM selling...
ThinkPads are the shit.
Their shit anyway.
Yeah,
so
they're selling their company or something.
Kind of wondering why they're working on this and then just going to sell it off.
Maybe so it's worth more money when they sell it.
I wonder if IBM is still going to do the R&D and then just...
You mean like the actual
development, and then Lenovo does the actual putting together the
manufacturing.
Stuff. Yeah,
they do development. They outsource the manufacturing.
Well, they get to keep the IBM name for 5 years.
Yeah, so I don't know if IBM still does the R&D.
Why don't we?
Probably not.
Maybe to keep their image high, they'll probably just like feed info over.
Why don't we try to get an interview going and
we
ask
should try
questions.
That.
Try
yes.
that.
An interview, a guest interrogation over email.
Yep. Why don't we try that? See if that happens.
Yeah, good luck trying to get someone at IBM that can answer the question.
Well, you could technically do it with real letters. You just write attention president / CEO and it actually gets to them.
Well, we'll give that a shot. I'll do that in my free time now that I have a lot more coming.
Anyway, about the thing.
Yeah, so yeah, they're trying to change the way that it works. They're trying to do fuel cell batteries with them. They have a prototype working with a docking bay, and it weighs about 2.5 kilograms. What is that, like a pound?
I don't know.
Kilogram?
Kilograms.
That's metric, dude.
Exactly. It's about...
I don't know a converting metric in whatever.
2.5 kilograms is like 1.5 pounds, maybe. Yeah. Something like that. It's a weird conversion rate. Yeah. You have any converters? Never mind.
Google do what?
I would Google it, but I have to
that's
talk.
That's what I'm doing.
So can't do two things at once.
Well, I'm reading
oh my god, I put 22.5.
You're not doing anything important.
2.5 kilograms is probably 5 pounds. 5.5. 1155655 pounds.
Is it how much?
5 pounds.
5.5 pounds.
Okay. Yeah, he said 5.1111.
I said 5.511. Okay, so 5.5 pounds.
All right, so yeah, leading yada yada yada. All right, so they're still working on getting the fuel cells to work with the notebooks personally, but they do have a working prototype, which is nice. It's gonna produce 16 volts, so it's kind of high off. And okay. That's it. Pretty much it. There's not much more information about it.
So, does she fill this thing up at the pump?
that's the other thing is they didn't mention how it's going to get filled up.
Get gas.
You have to recharge it, and then you have to add the fuel to it. I'm guessing it's going to work sort of like the butane lighters do.
Is it going to be like
the fuel separately, and then you do it yourself?
What if you have like a gas line in your house? Can you just attach it at that?
No, that's not gasoline. That's gas.
Yeah. That's just
How do you recharge it?
Hmm?
How do you
that's what we're thinking.
I totally wasn't even paying attention.
Well, the docking station helps you recharge it electrically, and then you have to actually add the fuel yourself. So,
weird. Would that be?
I wouldn't trust that.
No. I know.
You
it's
can
like
blow
you can...
up your own laptop.
No, listen. Cell phones blow up as they are already.
And therefore, it can be considered an explosive, like more, and you wouldn't be able to take it on planes.
Try getting that into the 2600 meeting next month.
Try getting that in an airport.
Oh, you have gasoline in there?
No.
And a crowbar?
There we go, the crowbar. I'm like, Garothi walks in with a crowbar every month.
Yeah, really.
How many dangerous substances can we sneak in at once before they finally stop someone?
Well, if you keep it in your coat,
mm-hmm.
Or
really?
Your pockets, you're good because they only scan your bags.
I know.
They only
and
omni-scan
I have that
scan
nice trench coat too.
Yeah, they only omni-scan the bags.
We have to omni-scan one of those machines.
It's gonna get to the point where they're gonna start running people through that damn thing.
Seriously.
Oh, that would suck. I wouldn't
because
it
probably smells like shit in there.
Will this affect my fertility?
No, of course not.
Only for this week.
You come back out and your testicles are one.
Yeah,
together.
How come my nuts shrank?
Oh, no, I just think it's scary. They're like, oh, yeah, it won't mess with your computer. Don't worry about it. I'm like, fuck that.
Fuck that.
I don't need rays going through my computer. I have porn that I need to
watch. I have porn that I need to watch later. That's probably why Bully didn't work all the way.
Damn, wow. Lesbian Linux didn't work.
Oh, I'm still waiting to get feedback.
I guess you're done with that article.
Yeah, I'm done
with
that.
I'll get on to one. New York City subway gets computer facelift.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
And guess which train that would be?
That one.
The L train.
Oh, you're kidding. The one that got scanned?
The one that got omni-scanned.
Anyway. It gets a lot of prototype trains on the L. Jesus. Go on.
Because it's going to be completely automated. There isn't going to be anybody,
Oh, that's going to fly for about a good 2 weeks before they run over all the homeless people.
Yes!
Exactly.
Jesus.
There could be, like, sensors or something. There's, like...
That's not going to work.
There's an obstruction, like...
An obstruction that falls in front of it at the last second is not going to stop.
That'd be awesome. Who cares? That's probably why they're doing it.
The
Maybe
only reason...
Clean out the homeless, right?
The only reason they chose the L line after reading this is, because it's the only line that doesn't share with another line.
The shuttle?
No, it doesn't. Hmm? Like the 4 and the 5 share the same line, and 4, 5, 6.
No, but the shuttle, they don't share a line. The
ACE share line.
See, doesn't it yeah, stop it, with a D or the G somewhere?
No, but they're not stopping is different than sharing. Yeah. Like the L and the shuttle, they're their own separate lines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why wouldn't they do the shuttle? I mean, it's a
the shuttle is easiest to test it out on. You don't have to worry about killing anyone.
No, but then you have to deal with all the rush hour.
You always have to worry about
hour.
Killing someone.
The what?
You have to deal with the massive amount of people during rush hour and morning time.
So, same thing with the L.
Change. The L's okay. It's not that bad.
Okay.
Nice. In any case, it's going to be really interesting. We're going to have to get on that thing.
We're going to have to hack that bitch.
Dude, it wouldn't be hard.
It wouldn't be, no.
They mention...
Oh, jeez.
The communications is radio.
Oh, no.
It's a specially encrypted thing.
Oh, yeah.
But how long do you think it would take to crack that?
Especially for someone who's sitting right next to it writing it all day long.
Really?
And how many packets do you think it has to send? A lot.
Quite a few, but I don't think it's going to be Wi-Fi. It's probably going to be a special, like, proprietary deal.
Still,
if you have equipment.
Well, Slick, you're a radio Nazi.
Oh. There we go.
You could probably do it really fast.
So are you going to disappear for a weekend? Slick, and then we're going to hear that
Slick's going to be riding the subway wearing a trench coat and lots of antennas sticking out.
we're going to hear the L train was taken over and randomly...
They're going to be sending signals via radio waves, said Councilman Louis Fidler, a Democrat from Brooklyn. I don't want to find out that someone hacks into the system and makes a train disappear and another train rams into it.
That'd be so cool, though.
No,
That would suck. Such a scenario is unlikely, said Tom Sullivan, an independent transit consultant with Transportation Systems Design in Oakland, California, who helped design the L-Line upgrade. The data carried on radio waves are encrypted, so only an internal leak could compromise its security, he said. Though it's possible to jam the radio signal, he said, that would only make the train stop.
Okay, now, here's a question.
It's totally hack-proof.
It's probably the same one I was going to ask. Let's see.
Is the next one going to know that the first one in front of it stopped?
Well, that's what I was wondering.
Well, I was just going to say, instead of hacking it to make it, like, the train would speed up and hitting each other, I think it'd be funny to make them crawl along and rush out.
That would be wrong.
Now, so evil.
If someone jams it in one spot, the next train over is going to get jammed too. So they're just going to stop there, and all the lanes are going to be blocked.
Right. So you'd still stop traffic for quite a time. Anyway,
and if you hide the package and like
think about that, he said only an internal leak could compromise its security.
But that's wrong.
No,
that would never happen.
That would never happen. An internal leak would never happen.
Nope. Not in the MTA.
Has anybody ever read any of Kevin Mitnick's books?
What do you mean? Those people love their jobs.
This is John from IT.
Yeah,
it's like those people love their jobs, and they have quality living, and they would never do anything to change that.
Especially when they're treated like shit and get their overnight diff
representing.
Cut. Yeah. Anyway, I don't think Trans is thinking this through.
Hi, this is John from IT. I'm having trouble connecting to the L-Line system right now. It says there's something wrong with the encryption key. Could you please just help me out with that? Yeah, let me just verify your John. Sure, my ID is, you know, you already got that.
Exactly,
by that time,
you have everything you need by
that
time.
I mean, give me a break. Only an internal leak. Do you know how easy it is for an internal leak to happen?
Mm-hmm. Or just to get one of the internal employees drunk one night. But anyway.
Or that. But seriously.
I mean, I know a guy.
Vodka soaked gummy bears.
I know a guy already. I mean, I got a transit cup. Anyway.
Wow.
Well, my friend's dad is one of the engineers.
Oh, damn. This is incriminating us too much. If the trains get stopped within the first week, they're looking at us first.
Well, it's not us because we use the L-Line. We don't want it to stop.
If you're going to do it, and after that, we just get off and go to, you know.
Well, you know, it's the whole, like, the thing with the traffic light switch boxes. You can just punch them and they open. And then there's the whole, hey, you know, I kind of want to fuck with this, but I don't want somebody's death on my hands. What do I do?
You just make the lights red.
And then you fuck with it, and somebody dies a week later.
No, if you just make it so the lights stay red,
all of them. You find an intersection that goes nowhere. Like, there are some.
So let's find one.
Okay.
All right.
There
and
are
just,
some intersections
that have the lights stay
like,
red
it's,
the whole
it's like
time.
One way, and the other way is not even really a street. It's more like a path.
So let's go. What are you doing later?
Hey, there's one in the Bronx. Hey, there's one in the Bronx we can actually try to fix because it's broken. Every right. time the light changes, it goes red, green, red, green, red, green, red, green, red, green. Red, green, red, green, red, green, red, green, red.
I've seen one of them. I've seen one of them in Brooklyn.
Fordham Road and Loring Place.
Okay, I know where that is.
That's actually because the yellow is out.
No, there is no yellow. I never had one. It's one of those.
No, that is its yellow then.
That's its yellow?
That's what it does instead of yellow.
Wakes up for a whole minute on yellow.
Oh, a whole minute.
Yeah, it wakes up all the time.
No, because I've seen a light that instead of switching to yellow, it does that for the 2 seconds when it's waiting and then goes to whatever.
That's freaky as hell, man.
Just panic!
It's like you're driving.
Red light, green light, red light, waiting, green light, red light, green light.
You're driving down the street, you get to the corner. Red, green, red, green, red, green. Epileptic seizure in the car.
Wow.
But where's the speed up light? Seriously.
Well, it's yellow. It's a T intersection, so...
Yellow speed up.
You have to make a left or a right. You can't...
Speed up.
You can't speed up.
Yeah, you can. You speed into the turn.
Not on that corner.
Oh, one of those.
Oops. Sorry, eight people. I didn't realize. We're hanging out in front of the restaurant.
Ow.
Oh.
A couple more. Ba-dum, ba-dum.
Nine people. I didn't realize the one I threw up in the air like that. 11. All right. Anyway, what else we got?
I have to go now.
You ain't got no news. Okay.
No, I got news. I got quite a few tabs.
I have news.
Hot Bob and George open. Okay.
Hot Bob and George?
Oh, wow. I want to read that. It's like 8-bit theater.
Dude, you never saw BobandGeorge.com?
No.
Dude, let's shout them right now. BobandGeorge.com is a Sprite comic. They've been going for 5 years so far.
It's a long ass time.
That's awesome.
And it's a sprite based comic.
Dude, have you sent me that?
I probably have.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty funny. And the guy who author, geez, he's a character too. And
that's awesome.
He admits, like, on the thing that he doesn't even know what the hell he's doing next. Or at least he jokes about it. Anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah, on to the next piece of news. This one, I'm pretty sure everybody here has heard of. 9 years in Slammer for United States Spammer.
Clever. A Virginia Circuit... 9 years.
You haven't heard that?
No. I didn't know it was 9 years, but I heard he was getting the Slammer.
Dude, you're the guy who usually comes up with all the Slash Dot stories.
Is this a Slash Dot story?
Oh.
It was dotted.
Okay.
Anyway, a Virginia Circuit Court judge... has sentenced a convicted spammer to 9 years in jail, the first custodial sentence to be issued to a bulk emailer in the United States. A jury was convinced that Jeremy Janes of North Carolina fell foul of a law only enacted 2 weeks ago. The spammer, together with his sister, who was sentenced to a small fine.
What? That's retarded. Go on.
Yeah. He's not going to jail together with his sister, don't worry.
And an accomplice. She could watch him get gangbang. Join in.
Or we could just say it's incest, fun for the whole family.
Incest is best, yep.
And an accomplice who was acquitted was indicted by a Loudoun County grand jury in December 2003 and convicted late last year.
Wait, he was convicted last year to a law that came about 2 weeks ago?
No, he...
2 weeks.
Yeah, I guess so. But the judge sentenced him, I guess, after the thing came out.
Is that allowed?
It probably came out 2 weeks before a year ago,
No.
A year ago, 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. And,
It's only been in effect two weeks, but go on.
I'll continue. James was sending out at least 10 million emails a day using 16 broadband lines, grossing between, $400,000 and $7,000 a month on expenses of around, $50,000. Pretty handsome profit.
How much did he make? $50,000 a month?
Yeah, about.
I don't know.
Jeez.
James snared
Fuck
one
college. Snared anybody one... want to get in on this with me?
Not if it's going to allow me 9 years in the Slammer so I can get an ass rate.
Well, that's why we don't send 30,000 emails. We sound like 10,000.
That's three years.
James snared one punter for around every 30,000 emails sent. James is free on bond until the appeal is decided. If it fails, Jeremy James will be able to offer penis enlargement remedies in prison. A very risky proposition.
Especially for yourself. Let me try it out.
No, Bubba, no!
That hurts. That really hurts.
I think we'll have to see.
You have this. You saw Bubba.
No, he'll probably have the sister do it because they don't want, like, to touch the women.
They like
the man ass.
Here comes Big Bubba.
If it's not hairy, they don't want it. Oh, man, that's great. Next story.
Guys, yeah. We totally apologize.
All right, what's the cheapest laptop you could possibly think of getting?
Cheapest as in quality, compact.
Cheapest as in amount.
I've seen actually a very good laptop for like $500.
Are you talking about new or used?
Okay. Brand new.
Brand new. Oh.
The Kmart laptops, you guys seen those?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that what you're talking about?
He's been itching to get one for like eons.
I don't... I've switched my priorities to a car stereo system. Like...
Car stereo system.
Why?
Laptop.
Over Kmart laptop.
Why? Kmart? Mount the damn thing.
I thought it was Walmart.
Into your,
anyway.
Car.
This, I got the story from Taz again. He was hooking me up with some stories this week. And MIT is developing $100 laptops.
Nice.
Don't freak out. You can only buy them a million at a time.
No CD-ROM drive, I imagine.
No, I think it does.
Wow.
A million at a time?
A million at a time. That's you have to be a profit. Government. And they're for kids.
Fucking hell.
They're running... They come
for,
standard...
For, like, elementary schools?
Right, they'll come standard with an install of Linux. No Microsoft to avoid the extra fees.
I like that going to schools.
Yeah, and it's going to schools like in other countries like Cambodia.
That will completely knock a huge percentage of future generations away from...
Microsoft.
Exactly. Right.
The problem with this is these are going to go for, like, third world countries where they have, you know... The kids get the laptop.
Where they don't have a power outlet.
They have nothing to plug it into. And they have no wireless access for miles. So,
all right, so
loses out a little bit of its edge.
Add solar cells to the back of it so you set it out and...
That would be a... Email them.
But wait,
solved half the problem. Right?
No, there's an even bigger problem. This is aimed at third world countries, right?
Who don't know how to use it.
Who will sell it back to us for $300. On eBay.
You need to buy 1 million of these.
Right.
At $100 a pop.
Third world countries don't have that much money.
Exactly.
Ding.
Wow.
Another problem.
Didn't think of that.
But of course, we'll loan them the money.
Or why don't like the five of us just like pool for the next 10 years of our lives
and then
buy them?
And then what we're gonna do? With them?
We're not a government.
We can be a government.
Let's go buy an island first.
I did want to buy an island and set up my restaurant so we could buy the island and set up a government.
So we're the representatives of Morbidia.
Morbidia.
Where everything is legal.
everything is legal. Really?
Except for incest, because that's just Alabama.
And
political coup. Friends in Alabama.
Don't forget to outlaw the political coup. Oh, you'll be fucked real quick.
Anyway. Hey, there's only going to be like a population of 20. Come on.
Yeah, well, you saw what happened in The Lord of the Flies. Anyway. So this is actually very cool. I'm looking at the prototype that they have built up right here. And it looks sort of like an IBM, honestly. And it's going to have video capabilities. It's going to go really stingy on parts.
Why?
So, because it's going to be $100.
Oh.
So it's going to be, you know, like a basic keyboard. But they are going to be...
32 megabytes
of RAM. They are going to be rugged because this is third world countries. So they are going to be toughbook-like in the sense that they can take some damage.
Well, wait. What do you mean 32 megabytes? 640K is all you will ever need.
Yeah, if you're programming in BASIC for the rest of your life. Anyway.
What's wrong with BASIC? Huh?
It doesn't get the full job done.
Wow, you guys are so lucky you're not in the chat room.
I'm in the chat room. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
a ska song. Bill Cosby.
Okay.
Warp said something about butt sex. I don't know.
What?
Bill Cosby.
Hey guys, I hope you guys don't get mad at me for shouting this out. But everybody listening.
Something about butt sex?
Shut up. No. Everybody listening. We do record at like Mondays, you know, when I'm here and when I'm not here, it's still on Mondays. So why doesn't everybody who listens or who would like to listen join the chat room BASENET? I think it's
on
extension
AIM.
4 on AIM. If you can do that. In GAIM, it's default on 4, and you guys should all join, and we should all not pay attention to the show and just chat in the chat room.
Yeah.
Definitely. And actually, if you want, you can actually put some input in there, and on a slight off chance, DMAD might actually catch it. and actually let's say it on the air.
Yeah, really.
With Jello.
He's forever distracted on it anyway. He hasn't said shit since the first 10 minutes.
He hasn't passed that 50-word mark yet.
But he's made about 50 different sounds.
Wow.
Okay, don't die on us, D. Wow.
Wow, T-Bet's laughing more than he talks.
Okay, this is episode E.
It's Jello.
Not E. Relax. Relax.
It is down. E.
Just because it's blue doesn't mean it's E.
Wait.
Anyway.
I've been lied to.
Okay. What else you got here?
D-Bet, right. Shut up.
All right.
There you go. Echo, that window has to be open before you start hitting buttons.
I thought you wanted me to read about VB6.
No.
In the article.
VB6? What?
I have something from VB6?
Huh? Yeah, it's...
No, you probably, like, loaded something different and opened...
Did you open an ad or something?
Yeah,
what the fuck?
You opened... This was what I had up. But he hit D, and it probably loaded the first link that started with D.
You killed Christmas.
Anyways, so what do you got? What the hell were you talking about over there?
What were we talking about? I was just talking about him hitting the one of the keys on the keyboard. Or what were you? Oh, you were hitting 4.
Yeah.
So whatever the fourth link was, probably. I don't know.
All right. Let's see. Let me bring up the next story. Sun Schwartz. Let's see. Equates GPL with colonialism. In other words, Jonathan Schwartz of Sun Microsystems. Nice guy, really. He's saying that the GPL is evil and is meant to pretty much just build up money for the United States.
Okay.
Isn't that nice? In other words, he's trying to say, use another license. Use either Sun's license or use the Mozilla license, but stay away from the GPL.
Why?
Wait, who's saying this?
I mean,
Jonathan Schwartz of Sun Microsystems.
I've never actually read the GPL. Actually, yes, I lie. I have read the GPL.
I have no choice sometimes.
But I don't have the kind of mind where I can, like, pick out what's wrong with it like some people can. I know there's a lot of people out there saying, oh, well, it doesn't allow this, it allows too much of this. And why doesn't everybody who makes software make their own license if they're so picky?
Yeah, it's silly.
There wouldn't be a standard.
Dissecting the article and going through it, pretty much he's saying is the GPL has it so that if you make a change, you have to release it with the GPL. And
right.
Put all your code back in.
Get a creative.
You can't keep something on your own. You have to give it back. And he says that's wrong for some odd reason. He claims that it's...
Oh, I see. So you can't adopt your own thing.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
He's claiming that's wrong. And then he's saying that it's just making United States companies who use GPL as their main license an issue. When you should be in open, like in other countries... I'm just talking out my ass at this point. Hold on.
Speaking of talking out of your ass, we have no time left.
All right, so let me just cut that short.
We have a distro of the week.
Yeah, we have a distro. We have to go. All right, be right back. Yeah, without pulling out the stream or anything. Anyway.
Okay, distro, go. This week's distro of the week is Insert Linux Inside Security Rescue Toolkit. It is a 50 megabyte distro which can be used to be booted on USB drives. It has an amazing set of tools for its size. You can burn CDs, you can boot into Windows partitions and TFS. It has load programs to test the stress on the system. It comes with a window manager. It comes with docklets, and I think it's running Fluxbox or something, or Blackbox. Shut up! It has a lot of great programs. It's 50 megabytes, like I said. It has programs to boot itself onto a USB key to be booted. It seems like a pretty great distro. I didn't have a lot of time to work on it, but 50 megabytes, Linux kernel, all that fun shit. It has some Nopix accessories, and it's great. Awesome. You can find it somewhere on DistroWatch. I don't know. It's great. It's
shit,
pretty
dude.
Nice. It's pretty nice for being 50 megabytes.
Dude, Distro of the Week in 30 seconds.
Un-effing believable. Okay. I was hot.
Man, Echo, we love you here.
Dude, you rock. I was hot.
Anyway, yes.
Almost sexy-like.
That concludes. This week's BaseNet Radio. We hope you have enjoyed this show, which after listening to that, I'm pretty sure you have. If you have any questions, comments, or flames, send an email to basenet@slickzero.net. Of course, that's the word slick and number zero. If you're listening to this on DDP Hack Radio, up next is Binary Revolution Radio. And before we go, any shouts?
One thing. Don't forget MySpace/BaseNet Radio or something like that. We're on MySpace now.
We are?
Yeah,
and
MySpace.com.
First name, BaseNet, last name, Radio.
Don't forget the guys at H3Knix.
The guys at H3Knix, definitely. I forgot to shout them last week.
Channel?
Yes, it's in freenode.net. Channel is H3Knix.
Go.
Go.
Peace out. So sorry.
We have more time than I thought we did. We have like 20 seconds left.
What the fuck?
You bastard!
So now I'm going to give Slate time to finish his story, and then we'll just fade out.
Alright, the last thing I was saying with Zillin Schwartz, he's pretty much claiming that with the GPL, you can't really keep your code. In other countries like Brazil, they do love it because they give them a chance to get code they would never have had. And that's it.
That is it. Have a good week.
Good night.
Night.
Peace.